Today is January 15th, 2026, and welcome to another episode of the AMD GPU Daily. We have a packed show for you today, diving deep into some exciting updates from AMD, including new developments in the ROCm ecosystem, high-performance training for large language models, and some intriguing market dynamics affecting the GPU landscape. Let's jump right in. Headline overview, OneRPM updates. AMD has released significant updates regarding the Instinct GPU driver, now focusing on data center GPUs. 2. Primus Framework. A new deep dive into the Primus Framework reveals optimizations for training large language models on AMD Instinct GPUs. Market dynamics. NVIDIA has reportedly slashed its GPU supply, impacting pricing and availability across the board. 4. H200 Hopper GPU Repair. A fascinating repair story, showcasing the challenges faced with the 16-pin connector on high-end GPUs. Deep dive on news items. 1. ROCm updates, Instinct GPU driver. Let's start with the ROCm tech blog, where AMD has announced updates to their Instinct GPU driver. This marks a significant shift, as the AMD GPU driver, previously known as the ROCm driver or ROC, has now been rebranded as the Instinct driver. This change is more than just cosmetic. It reflects a strategic focus on features tailored specifically for headless data center GPUs, or AI accelerators. The Instinct driver will streamline installation options, eliminating permission complexities tied to user membership in video or render groups. Future releases will also aim to maintain long-term stability through security fixes. This is particularly important for developers who rely on consistent performance in production environments. AMD is also transitioning system management components like AMD SMI into the Instinct driver releases. This is a crucial move for those managing large-scale deployments, ensuring that management tools are integrated seamlessly with the driver ecosystem. How 2. Primus Framework, high-performance training for large language models. Next, we turn our attention to the newly published deep dive into the Primus Framework. This framework is designed to facilitate high-performance training for large language models, LLMs, on AMD Instinct GPUs by unifying multiple backends under a single command line interface. One of the standout features of Primus is its optimized kernel library called Primus Turbo, which significantly accelerates GEM, General Matrix Multiply, and Flash Attention operations. For instance, the analysis of Llama 3.170b revealed that over 99% of training time is compute-bound, emphasizing the need for efficient kernel optimizations. The implementation of Flash Attention through the Ader kernel library has shown remarkable results, reducing latency by up to 75% for the backward pass. This is a game-changer for developers working with dense LLMs, as it directly translates to faster training times and improved throughput. Moreover, the framework supports various parallelization strategies tailored to different model sizes. For example, for the Llama 3.170b model, the recommended approach is FSDP2, which allows for efficient parameter and gradient sharding across GPUs. This is vital for training larger models that exceed the memory capacity of a single GPU. Market dynamics, NVIDIA supply cuts. In market news, a report from Tom's Hardware indicates that NVIDIA has allegedly slashed its GPU supply by 20%. This reduction is expected to exacerbate the already challenging pricing landscape for GPUs, particularly as gamers and developers alike feel the squeeze of rising costs. The NVIDIA GeForce RTX 50 series has seen staggering price increases in recent months, with the RTX 5090 experiencing a price surge of up to 79%. In contrast, AMD's Radeon RX 9700 series has seen more modest increases, with the RX 9070 XT up by about 17%. This disparity suggests that AMD may be positioning itself as a more viable option for consumers looking for high-performance GPUs without the exorbitant price tag associated with NVIDIA's latest offerings. 4. H200 Hopper GPU Repair. Lastly, we have a fascinating story from the repair world involving the $30,000 H200 Hopper GPU. A technician successfully repaired a broken 16-pin power connector, which had failed due to user error rather than a design flaw. The repair process involved swapping out damaged pins and bypassing faulty connections to restore power to the GPU. This incident highlights the ongoing struggles with the 12-volt HPWR connectors that have plagued both consumer and data center GPUs. Such repairs are critical in maintaining uptime for data centers, where every minute of downtime can translate to significant financial losses. Closing thought. As we look ahead, the landscape for GPUs continues to evolve rapidly. With AMD's focus on enhancing the RawCM ecosystem and optimizing frameworks for AI workloads, developers have much to be excited about. Meanwhile, the market dynamics present both challenges and opportunities, particularly for those looking to leverage AMD's offerings in an increasingly competitive environment. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to track the latest developments in the GPU space. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with your AMD GPUs.